Everybody, Andy here again, down on the beach, enjoying a nice little Friday afternoon walk. It was sunny when I came out, but the clouds are coming over. But the tide's on its way out, so it's lovely. And the sand, well, the beach pebbles at the moment. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about, I was lucky enough to go to London on Wednesday and meet up with two internet friends, Mike and Rich. And Mike is one of those people that I actually met via YouTube, via making videos. And his partner, Rich, as well, although he isn't really into YouTube as such, but he's got dragged into it, I suppose, because of Mike's interest and the amount of people that Mike has certainly met throughout his time. He's done a lot of travelling to little community events and gatherings, etc. And he knows probably more people from the internet than I do, and most other people do, I think. That's because he's a nice guy. But it made me think, because I was talking to Rich while Mike was off doing something else, because I went over to California earlier this year and we did a road trip with a group of YouTubers, and Mike was going to be one of them, and he was there from the beginning, but unfortunately he became ill with quite a serious kidney infection and he had to be more or less rushed into hospital. And I thought the plans were going to change, because my plans were, with one of my other fellow YouTubers, was to stay at Mike's house, Mike and Rich's house in San Francisco, and which we did. But of course Mike wasn't there. Mike was in the hospital. So there's Rich, a guy who I'd never met before and had no real contact with at all. There's me and one of the other guys turning up, although he knew Gary, the other chap. But we turned up and stayed in his house, and he'd never met me before. Yes, he did know me. He said, "Oh, I've seen you on YouTube. Yeah, so I feel that I've known you." But it's and I was relaying this to him. We was talking about this the other day, and I was thanking him once again for putting up with me in his house and effectively giving me and my friends the run of his house when the person we were there to stay with, if you see what I mean, wasn't there. And I thought that was a really nice gesture. "Don't worry about it," he said. "No, you carry on doing what you're doing." But one of those things that shows you the kindness of people, the kindness of strangers in a way. Rich is not a stranger anymore, by no means. But it reminded me of a story from years ago when I travelled to Switzerland and Italy with a good friend of mine. I'm going back 30 years. And we, what did we do? We'd been to Venice, then we caught the train up into Switzerland. And we were going to a place called Interlaken. But we didn't get that far. We got to a place called Spiez, S-P-E-I-Z, I believe it is, and which isn't far from Interlaken. But it was dark, and we thought, we've got to get out here. We need to find someone to stay. Well, we got out. The place was dead. It was, I don't know what time of day, but it was getting dark. So we had got a tent with us, and we found a piece of bit of ground, and we started to put this tent up. And this guy came along with his dog, obviously a Swiss chap, but you know what the Swiss are like, and most Europeans spoke very, very good English. And he said, "What are you doing?" We said, "Well, we're putting a tent up. There's nowhere to stay. There's nowhere open." He said, "Well, you can't do that there. You've got turfed off." He was quite, you know, quite friendly. And he said, "Oh, well, you know, come back to my house." And he literally took us back to his house and gave us the free run of his house with his teenage daughter in there. You know, I mean, okay, you know, we weren't the sort of guys that looked threatening or anything like that, but he didn't know us from Adam. And yet he took us in that night, and he brought us home to his family, and they must have been thinking, "What on earth's going on here? There's this guy who goes out for a walk with his dog and comes back with two English people, you know, who've got nowhere to stay." And he puts us up in his house, and when we got up in the morning, because we had to leave to get our train, there was no one there. They'd left us with the house with a little note saying, "Help yourself to whatever you want," and all this sort of stuff. I couldn't believe it. Once again, that kindness of strangers. But the reason he did that, he told us that night actually, it reminded him of a time when he was in a similar situation to myself and my friend. And he was in Scotland, and he got stuck somewhere. I can't remember the complete details, but someone in Scotland did more or less the same thing. Took him in and gave him, you know, a roof for the night and a bit of food or whatever. And he'd never forgotten that, although that was sort of 30 years ago. So there you go. You know, there are some very, very good people in the world. And I think the majority of the people in the world are good people. We only ever hear about the bad ones, don't we? So I thought I'd tell you about a few of the good ones. So there you go. I'm going to enjoy my walk along the beach. Thanks very much. I'll speak to you again soon. And don't forget the kindness of strangers. You might be able to repay that favour for someone yourself one day. Cheers. Goodbye.